From Santa Barbara, California, Timeless Voyager Radio with Bruce Stephen Holmes. Self-development radio for the open mind. Interviews with leading-edge authors and speakers in the fields of environmental issues, alternative health care, new psychology, psychic phenomena, UFOs, and extraterrestrial encounters. And now, Bruce Stephen Holmes for Timeless Voyager Radio.
And I am Bruce Stephen Holmes, and this is Timeless Voyager Radio, coming to you from 25,000 miles above the planet Earth, off of three satellites, C1, C5, and G6, right to your local radio station. Listen, Happy New Year to all of those of you out there who are celebrating. We're still probably celebrating. And my goodness, you get to wipe the slate clean, which is kind of nice, although karmically you can't do that, but we can do that here in three-dimensionality. I've got a great show planned for tonight, and I'm very, very happy to tell you about it. My first guest is Dr. Bruce Goldberg, and it was very interesting because he called me up about 2 or 3 days ago, and I had not planned very well for tonight's show. What an incredible, absolutely amazing author and hypnotherapist we are going to listen to this evening. He has written a number of books. His third book, The Search for Grace, is a documented case of murder and reincarnation. It's released by Imprint Publishing of Sedona, Arizona. Sedona's a good place to take a story like this and put it out. But it's a true story. It actually inspired CBS to do a movie for television starring Lisa Hartman and Ken Wall. How would you feel if you discovered that your present lover, who has beaten you up, had killed you in more than 20 of your previous lifetimes? I don't know how I would feel. I know that that it would be interesting. Dr. Goldberg has been on such shows as Oprah, CNN, Joan Rivers, Jerry Springer, Montel Williams, Tom Snyder. He's been written up in magazines like Omni Magazine, Longevity Magazine, Women's Magazine, Los Angeles Times, Time Magazine. What else can I say? Welcome to the show, Dr. Goldberg.
The timing of this interview from my telephone call a few days ago illustrates the principle of synchronicity.
Absolutely.
And in fact, The Search for Grace is all about the synchronicity, about how I and the writer of the movie actually got together through a 10-year history, and CBS was involved also through that period of time, and that's explained in the book itself. So it's synchronicity is not just limited to Carl Jung.
Yes, and fortunately for all of us, we have a chance now to hear about this. Now, you say that, or you told me, and of course, I remember seeing a little bit about this. I might have even watched the show, but was the TV show was inspired, or the TV program movie, the TV movie, was inspired by your book. I wonder how many people saw that. You said about 30 million?
Actually, 35 million people. It's got a 14 share nationwide, so that many of your listeners probably did. And on the 11 o'clock news following, and many of the affiliates around the country, they had an interview with me and a taped regression of one of my other patients.
All right. Now, for our listeners, I think we'll just go over a few things. Those who don't know what past life regression is, why don't we just go over it quickly and take a few moments and explain to them what it is?
Sure. First, hypnosis, the modality that I use, is a natural level that you go through every day like a daydream. Driving on the highways and freeways, watching TV, reading a book, those are natural levels of what we call this hypnosis, but you can call it a daydream. Now, past life regression is simply a technique where we use the natural level of a daydream level that I just described, that we go through for about 7 hours a day, by the way, and we simply guide the patient back in time to the origin of an issue, relationship issue causes, if you want to know whether if you've known your husband or wife in a past life or whatever, the causes of certain obsessions, like in this case, the search for grace. This woman was obsessively attracted to a man who tried to murder her on three different occasions, and in fact, murder her in 1927 in Buffalo, and also murder her in 19 other lives out of 46 that we did. And you can not only resolve the issues by finding out who is who, but also raise your energy level and to build up your resistance so that you don't continue these karmic patterns of negativity.
We're talking about the book, The Search for Grace, which is a documented case of murder and reincarnation. You know, Dr. Goldberg is recognized as an authority on hypnosis. In addition to his books, he is the author of over a dozen scientific articles on the topic of hypnosis. I find it very interesting the way you were saying that hypnosis is very much like a daydream. That means that when a person is under hypnosis, they can hear everything that's going on around them?
Yes. Well, I prefer not to use the word under. There's enough misunderstanding.
Okay, not under.
In is the better term. Because
in.
Remember, we do this for 7 hours a day. 4 hours during the waking day, we mention the daydreams, and 3 hours during the dream levels, or what we call the REM cycle at night. So you're looking at every person out there, every year of their life, not counting past and future lives, we're looking at 2,500 hours a year.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the future lives, because I do want to come back and talk about the search for grace, because certainly that's one of the important topics here. But, you know, it's an interesting point, because while people are very used to the idea of hearing about past life regression and thinking about going back, I don't think very many people realize you can go forward. So let's talk a little bit about
sure.
that.
Well, many of your listeners may be familiar with my original book, Past Lives, Future Lives. It's a Ballantine book, which was the first book ever written on taking people into future lifetimes. And the point of going into the future is simply one of empowerment. This is what my whole life's work represents. And let me just illustrate the principle of empowerment before we discuss future lives. Bruce, how many past life regression and future life progression hypnotherapists do you think it takes to change a light bulb?
Okay, go ahead.
The answer is one, but the light bulb has to want to change.
So if
the patient is motivated to attain a goal, to solve a problem, overcome a habit, smoking, overeating, mood swings, meeting Mr. Wrong, Miss Wrong, and getting rid of all those procrastinations, and if the goal is humanly possible, that's almost never a problem, then with proper natural techniques, as you'll see, self-hypnosis can be taught very simply, then anything is attainable.
Is that true?
In fact, I'll show you how true it is. Recently, on December 2nd, the NBC aired a show called The Other Side, which a taping was done with me back in November, and three of my patients were on the set. One of them was a patient who has AIDS. Her immune system is 5 times what it was 6 months ago as a result of her accessing what we call her higher self, or superconscious mind, using progressions, going into the future of this life, perceiving herself on an ideal path in which she was able to get off medication that she was on, which was experimental and taken off the market, actually, and being able to respond with a tremendous immune boost without the medication and in complete control of her life.
So the point here is that belief systems, which we all, maybe we don't all accept it, but I mean it's highly accepted these days, is basically what is running us, can be accessed and changed, easier or with more,
Well, more facilitation.
More facilitation.
I mean, think of it this way. See, I have an undergraduate background in biochemistry, and I have a dental degree, but my biochemistry training is very important because back in the late 70s, early 80s, after they discovered the endorphin effect with various techniques we have, we did a lot of work with also immune system. And the T lymphocytes, which are the lymphocytes or the part of our immune system that fight both cancer and AIDS, are increased with the production of any alpha levels, such as hypnosis. So there's biochemical evidence to show that when a person is in hypnosis, that they're actually increasing their immune system response. And by the way, people who spend a lot of time doing things like meditation or yoga or hypnosis, they look younger, they get sick less often, they have less colds and flus, and they're simply in better shape. And it's a very natural technique. So that's why everything I do is based on au naturel here. And it's also part of this empowerment is to eliminate the biggest problem that I find people have in life, and that's codependency. When they go through things like, even if they go through a lot of formal exposures to all kinds of therapy and even alternative methods, very often they get literally codependent on the person to whom they're going to. It's almost like going to a chiropractor every week and getting your back straightened out rather than solving the cause of whatever's causing your back to have pain or other problems. And I'm not knocking alternative therapies, but what I'm saying is that if you don't empower yourself, then it's literally impossible to spiritually grow. And spiritual growth is the only reason for being on the earth plane. Everything else is secondary. So that's
now,
really the main point.
You say that most of a patient's therapy will occur during the dream level at night.
Actually, 98% of what they do. See, when I work with a patient, I train a patient to do self-hypnosis. I give them even self-hypnotic tapes, which can help them to do that. But more importantly, they're trained to use their dream levels at night. Why? Because when you are in any form of your unconscious level, any form of your sleep cycle, the REM cycle, of course, is not an unconscious level. You're actually awake. But when you're in that level, you do not have your defense mechanisms functioning, defense mechanisms such as rationalization, intellectualization, etc. And therefore, you can now, it's almost like walking down a football field without a defense. You know, I mean, you just simply have nothing to stop you from making changes in your life as well as raising your soul's energy, which is the whole point here. Whereas during the waking day, those defense mechanisms, those nasty little boogers are very strong. So these techniques are geared for you to access your higher self and be in a situation where you don't have anything to stop you, namely defense mechanisms, and that's why people can make that kind of progress. Now, going into the future is very important for empowerment because whether it's the future of this life or future lives, both are attainable. Now you can actually perceive almost like a computer simulation of the options that you have in life. There isn't just one future. There are many what we call parallel universes out there. By the way, all this is backed by quantum physics, which is fully explained in the back of The Search for Grace.
We are not necessarily living a life of determination, are we?
No, predestination is absolutely not a fact whatsoever because, let me give you a simple analogy. When I discovered progression hypnotherapy back in 1977, I realized, and of course using quantum physics as a model too, but from a clinical experience, there isn't just one future out there. There are really an infinite number, but there are five major pathways or groups of categories, and I call them frequencies 1 through 5. So let's say that you're on frequency 1 now, but your best frequency, where your life will be much more fulfilled and more empowered, is frequency 4. If you're on number 1 and don't know about the others, then you will stay on your average or mediocre, which is what most people unfortunately wind up on, frequency, and that's all you're going to know. When you're able to perceive the other options and then actually select your ideal frequency and are programmed for it, just like Mary, who was the one who was able to raise her immune system to fight AIDS, and Valerie, who saved her mother's life literally by perceiving a medical problem that was undiagnosed by a family physician, you can now are able to empower yourself to make changes, and you can actually improve your life, and you can attain goals and do all the fun things that we like to do.
So bottom line, it's almost like looking at a roadmap. I mean, you could go from, let's say, Santa Barbara, which is where I am, down to L.A. It's about 90 miles. You could go on the side roads, which would take you 10 or 12 hours, or you could get on the freeway and be there in an hour.
Well,
so, I mean, there are different ways to get to L.A., and, of course, my choice is which way I want to go. And you're saying that we have choices as to how we're going to get to a particular part of our future, and then we even have a choice as to how our future will be.
Sure. As a matter of fact, more people, you know, I'm in L.A., more people in L.A. want to go to Santa Barbara than Santa Barbara going to L.A., but that's beside the point.
But that's not a joke that people around the United States are going to get, but...
that's a Southern California joke out there, listeners. But basically, let me show you how it illustrates by you using the freeway analogy. Of course, in the rest of the country, they call them highways, except for Texas, but... let me show you how this works. Let's say that you're on the highway and you've just left a certain spot and you're traveling, let's say, from west to east. And 5 miles in front of you, where you're going to, there's a car, but you can't see that car. 5 miles is too far. 5 miles behind you, where you just left, you also can't see that car. But each of you have CBs, so you're now karmic good buddies. And there's a helicopter doing one of these traffic reports, and it's about 200 feet above the highway. Now, this helicopter can perceive your past, present, and future all at the same time. When you do a hypnotic level, such as the technique I use is called a superconscious mind tap, when you do that, you're actually having a mini form of an out-of-body experience, which is fully documented in the literature, actually. And what you're doing is you're leaving what I call the freeway of life. You're rising up to that helicopter, and now you can not only perceive your past, present, and future all at the same time, but because of the CB analogy, you can now communicate with your past, present, and future. The future does affect the past, and the past does affect the future.
So the point always, we always hear this, to live in the present, to make everything count, every moment count. That is the reason, isn't it?
Well, no. You see, let me say why. Living
okay,
in the present,
that's
fine.
Not the reason then. Okay, well, I'll stand corrected.
Like, it's almost like, let me say, this is football season, so you know, it's almost like a fullback or a halfback drives straight forward but doesn't look, you know, through the side to see where the open spots are. You want to live in the present, but you want to be aware of your future options, you see? So you have to be what I call globally assessing the universe. And that's the whole point here. If you just live in the present, well, that could be immediate gratification. You could just be not thinking and just doing and just hoping that things work out, and that's not empowerment. Here, you're able to live in the present, but with the knowledge of the future and the options, you can now select your ideal path, not worry about the future. Now you've eliminated the anxiety, not mull over the past, so now you can eliminate depression. If you do that, you go to the Super Bowl, or you go
All
to
right.
Hawaii.
Before we lose track here, I want to let people know they can call in, and they can speak to you, Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Dr. Goldberg, we've got some phone calls. Why don't we take them?
Sure.
Let's put Mary on from Mount Vernon. Is that Ohio?
Yes, that's right.
Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been listening. I didn't, unfortunately, hear the very beginning. But since I have, am very interested in hypnotherapy, I even watched a program on television last week, I believe, about how you go about selecting one.
Right.
Now, I have been in the pits of depression 30 years, and without medication, I would be forever in the pit.
Okay.
The medicine keeps me halfway right. And I'm a positive person with many talents, but nevertheless, I'm there.
Wouldn't you like to raise your own energy up, and I mean the soul's energy, which will affect everything else, and not have to take the medication and be empowered along the life?
You don't know how I would love to be able to say, I take no pills. I want to quit smoking. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned choice. That you don't live in the present exactly. Well, I've always been a plane beyond the present for some reason or other.
Well, the depression, Mary, that you're suffering from suggests that you're actually mulling over a lot of past issues and that a lot of losses probably occurred in your life as well as past lives, and that's been the difficulty in your ability to deal with that on the conscious level. And those things, like I say, are reversible. You know, even today in the field, there's a tremendous controversy, not so much about this field alone, but also about even the origins of depression. And like I say, the idea of you taking charge of your life, that's really the key. And if you do that, there's no longer a need. See, the depression is a symptom. If you don't have the symptom, not only do you not need the medication, but then you've just empowered yourself to say, hey, if I can handle this, I can handle anything, and that's how you go on with your life and grow.
Well, see, I know those things inside, down in the nitty-gritty part of my brain, but yet when I'm cleared up, so to speak, I can write my poetry. Mm-hmm. But when I'm in the pits, I can't write.
Sure.
I want to quit smoking. That is uppermost in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have some physical problems. I have coronary artery disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, you know what's going on about the smoking relationship to heart disease, but at the same time,
of course.
At the same time, I would also be interested in seeing you get off the antidepressant medication too.
You're right. I want off of all of it.
Read the PDR about the side effects of antidepressant. I don't know what you're on. Was it Prozac or?
No, I'm on Zoloft, Profanazine, and unfortunately, small dose 0.5 of Xanax for the anxiety. Oh.
Mary, we've got to let you go. I know this is important to you, but we need to get some other people on.
Can I ask this very quickly?
Please do it.
With health problems, would I be a safe subject for hypnotherapy by a qualified psychiatrist?
There is no contraindication. Your health issues are not a contraindication to hypnosis in any form. So you can go on and do whatever you want with hypnosis.
Great news for you, Mary. That sounds good. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
Ronnie, Jackson, Tennessee. Welcome to the show, Ronnie.
Hello. Listen to you every Sunday night.
That's right.
Dr. Goldberg.
Yes. Hi, Ronnie.
Boy, you brought up Prozac. I started New Year's Eve with my first dose of Prozac, and it was a hair-raising experience. Okay? And so that's got to go out the window. Mine's pretty well like Maria. I've been diagnosed with Epstein-Barr virus. I got chronic fatigue syndrome.
Right. Okay. Did you have a question in reference to hypnotherapy?
Yes, sir. I have severe panic attacks. I mean, very severe anxiety. Is it possible this is treated?
Well, sure. I mean, I deal with anxiety all the time. Now, let me show you. Anxiety is defined as fear of future events. Now, if you're able to lay out these future options, as well as raising your own soul's energy, as we call it, then, you no longer have the need for the anxieties or the fear of the future. If you eliminate the need for the fears don't exist. Anxiety is a completely non-medical issue. This is not a biochemical issue. It's strictly a, let's call it psychosomatic or the mind over the body mentality. Totally reversible.
I agree with you. I create panic attacks within myself.
Sure. Well, I mean, but everybody does. You see, panic attacks have no genetic, there's no biochemical imbalance. It's strictly a matter of what you would get anxiety about, other people would not. It's not the situation. It's your interpretation of the situation. And that's totally reversible.
Okay, so this would be reversible to hypnosis.
Hypnosis, of course. Hypnosis is actually the treatment of choice for anxiety, interesting enough.
All right, thank you.
Ronnie, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. I'm glad you keep listening, too. That's always nice to know. Jean, Jonesboro, Arkansas. Welcome to the show, Jean.
Hi. I love your show.
Thanks.
Yes.
You have a question for Dr. Goldberg.
I sure do. I've been interested for some time in the kind of thing that you were mentioning about, finding out things about what the possible futures, past, and that sort of thing. How can I get information, get in touch with somebody who can guide me through this kind of process?
Well, you're welcome to write to me in my Los Angeles office, and I'll be happy to send you some information. The problem is making the choice. I can't make referrals to specific therapists because every month in my office I get dozens of complaints from all over the country about people who alleged to do things and unfortunately don't. You have to check out your own people. By the way, in the back of both of my books, there are a couple of pages which gives you some techniques as to what to ask for and how to select the therapist.
Okay.
It's a very difficult choice because a lot of people can be qualified therapists, but hypnotherapy as a subspecialty and dealing with things like progression therapy, there's only a handful of people probably in the entire country that even can think of doing it, let alone do it well. So it's not going to be very easy for you to find that person.
Greg, Lafayette, Indiana. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question for Dr. Goldman.
Yes, Goldberg. Yes, Greg.
Okay, I'm sorry. Because we're talking about future lives, future and past lives, does that mean there's a predetermined number of souls and we just keep recycling them?
No, actually, we determined that before. We talked about that before. There are no more souls going on, but you actually occupy more than one body at one time. It's a very complicated concept, but it's something that I explain very fully in the back of the two appendices of the Search for Grace. But basically, let's just say that there's no predestination since there are other parallel universes out there. The point isn't that, is the idea that you need to know what they are in order to be empowered to make those ideal choices and to be able to take charge of your life. Most people go through life hoping they don't get a speeding ticket, hoping they don't get arrested, or they don't get divorced or serve papers before they go home. And that's not the way to run your life. Play offense rather than defense, as they say in football.
All right. Greg, did you have a question or is that it? And this is very interesting. We just started talking about a little bit about the future. And, I've always said that if you are watching television and you're channel surfing, many times you'll see the same actor or actress playing many, many different roles. Isn't that right, Doctor?
Sure.
And it's very similar to the way we run our lives. We're running different lives all at the same time.
All the world's a stage, as, William Shakespeare or whoever said it. But basically, one of the interesting things about, the people, the criticisms about this work have been related to the idea about documentation. And one of the things why I wrote The Search for Grace was because here's a case that was turned over to CBS. They hired an independent researcher, and they found that of all the facts that the woman, we call her Ivy in the current life, gave me, she gave me about 24 facts that were verifiable. All of them were verified except for two of them, her age at the time she was murdered, as well as the name of her son. As it turned out, what she said was different from newspaper reports. She was right, and the newspaper reporters made errors, and the only way they could find that out was by going into the birth and death certificates. And since this occurred in New York, which is a closed state, you have to get political permission to get in there, and in 65 years, nobody did that except for CBS in 1992. So now this stands out as one of the most documented cases of the century, which was documented by a rather well-qualified independent news organization.
You say that each minute in hypnosis is equivalent to 3 to 4 Earth minutes. How did you come up with that?
Well, that's actually based on scientific studies. In fact, I've done this myself. When I go across the country, when I go to New York to do TV interviews, I take red-eye flights because I don't like to lose a day. And what I'll do is I'll place myself in alpha, natural hypnotic level, for about maybe an hour and a half on a 5-hour flight. And I get the equivalent of 6 to 7 hours of sleep. So I can just land, plane, shave, go out there and just do what I have to do and not have to worry about making up the lost sleep because I have enough energy from the REM cycles from hypnosis to do that. Basically, when people are in trance, whether they do this by tapes or in person or their own natural meditative techniques, they can be in an alpha level for an hour and they think only 15 minutes went by. So there's about a 3-to-4-to-1 distortion ratio. And this affects, by the way, it doesn't matter whether you go backwards in time or forwards in time, it's the same principle. Dealing with, we were talking about future lives before and how you can change the future. In past lives, future lives is, I think, my most dramatic and most significant case of a man who was a psychologist in this life, and he went into the future about 100 years from now, and he was a nuclear researcher in a nuclear Nuclear Research Power Facility in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the year 2088. He had a nervous breakdown. And
hey, that's good to know that Tulsa, Oklahoma exists in that time. That's nice.
Well, when you listen to the story, it almost didn't. What he did was he had a nervous breakdown and caused a nuclear meltdown in this research facility in the year 2088, not only killing himself and many people who were, of course, all the people who were off at this facility, but he also contaminated the food and water supply of Tulsa. His issue in this life was he had this hand-washing compulsion and rather aversive eating habits. He would be afraid to literally eat food, and this was obviously the reason for it. But more importantly, you say, what good is that? He just saw himself destroying an entire city. As it turned out, he was able to choose his ideal frequency, in which he was a nuclear physicist, not just a technician, and he was psychologically stable, and the year 2088 rolled around, and he was able to go through that without causing that nuclear meltdown. So he was actually able to avert a major catastrophe by using the principles of accessing into his own higher self, perceiving his future options, choosing his ideal one, and not only helping the future, but also helping himself now, because this case occurred over 10 years ago, and he has completely resolved his hand-washing compulsion and all the other psychological idiosyncrasies that he had as a result of it.
But the question is now did it happen anyway? I mean, even though he wasn't there?
Well, in reality, the way this works out, the answer is yes, but there's a but here. When you create a frequency, when you perceive a frequency, it's going to exist. The question is, are you going to be on it? And everybody who is involved in something that is what you might consider negative, like killed in an airplane crash or a war or some other natural disaster, they actually choose that. But the key issue here is for you to take charge of your own life and not worry about others who choose it. When somebody gets murdered, the victim chooses to be murdered. The perpetrator, the murderer, chooses to be the murderer.
Right, so it's a shared experience.
It's a shared experience, but not to justify it and rationalize it. But the point is to you work on yourself. You don't worry about others. You work on your own issues. There are times when there are people who just are going to do whatever they're going to do. Your purpose is to prevent the victimization as much as you can. And that's really one of the characteristics or foundations of empowerment, is to not only raising your own soul's energy and taking charge of your life, but also preventing the V word here for victimization, which is a major issue that my patients deal with. You can be victimized by a husband, a wife, by an employer, by the government, by anyone. I mean, anyone can victimize you if you allow them. And there, unfortunately, a lot of people out there will attempt to victimize you, even if they don't really mean to, just because of their own dysfunctional behavioral patterns. And so it's up to you as a soul to prevent that and to allow yourself to empower and go on with your life. You can't do that if you're victimized.
Are you the only progression hypnotherapist in the country?
Well, I'm the only one who's written books on it. I'm sure there are people out there trying to do it. The problem I get in that is that the few people I hear about here who are doing it apparently aren't reading the materials and aren't understanding quantum mechanics, because they don't seem to know what they're doing, in the sense that they don't understand the idea of parallel futures. I'm sure there are people who experiment by going into the future, especially since Past Lives, Future Lives has been out for 12 and a half years. But as far as going into the future with the purpose of superconscious mind taps, raising energy, alternate universes, and doing that, I don't know of anyone else in the country doing it. And if they do, they're sure not writing anything about it or making it public, which is, again, closet parapsychology, unfortunately, is very, very popular as far as, but it doesn't help if nobody knows what you're doing.
Real quickly, what do you say to skeptics who deny the possibility of past or future lives?
I didn't believe in past lives in my last lifetime either.
Okay.
Just because you don't believe in something, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
I know. We've heard that one so many times. Okay, great. Let's talk about the two books, or three books, the names of the books.
Well, Past Lives, Future Lives actually has two editions. The newer one is a Ballantine one. And the Search for Grace is the brand new one that's published by Imprint, and they're both, of course, available now. They can also get autographed copies if they want to get them to me directly.
Dr. Goldberg, thanks so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bruce.
All right.
A great name and a great show.
Thank you.